how do people take the Shonan knife sound in Japan?
In Japan, people take us as a rock band, guitar band.
Yeah. Did I find it a lot different from the conventional, because you take a lot of the Japanese pictures and ideas and have like a Western guitar sound, an extremely guitar sound, almost American. So is that quite new for Japan, even though you have been around for over 10 years?
Yeah, in Japan, mainstream music is like very pop music, and the rock bands is very rare in mainstream Japanese music scene. Usually, one young pretty girl singer and producer make songs for her. So Japanese mainstream music scene is very plastic, but rock bands like Shonen Knife and other bands are very independent. And Shonen Knife is influenced by Western rock music, so our melody line is very Western, but we recorded Japanese version and English version.
Yeah.
So Japanese people can listen Japanese version of Brand New Knife.
But because your lyrics, they are very much based in Japanese culture as well, so it's not, you're not going too far away from your home in Osaka with your lyrics.
Yes, I write about my daily life or my experience.
Next song is a cover song of the Ramones. Suzy is a headbanger.
There is a sort of like an underground hardcore scene in Japan. I've had a lot of friends who have lived there for a period. And does Shonan Knife slot into playing with a lot of the extreme bands in Japan?
Yes. Since we've played outside of Japan, we had no chance to play with Japanese underground bands, but recently we sometimes play with Japanese underground bands. And we are living in Osaka, and in Tokyo there is a mainstream music scene, but in Osaka many bands are not controlled by music business people in Tokyo, so the Osaka's underground scene is very independent, and there are many fan bands. But some underground bands who is released CD is very rare. They are just playing at the clubs.
Mm. There's one song on the new album called Brand New Knife that I really like, and it's a lot different from all the other songs, and it's the first one called Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a rhythm section very much like Stereolab, sort of drone rhythm section. Mm-hmm. I think that's really nice.
Yeah, thank you. The song is about my positive feeling. So, Explosion is one of my favorite songs.
Yay.
My new knife.
Do you like, the album does jump between lots of different genres, like bounces from one idea to another, and it's like there's guitar strumming bits, and there's like the drone bits, and there's something like Buddha's Face where it goes thrashy. How do you like when you play live, because you're playing at the Big Day Out this year, when you play live, do you go very hard? Do you play extremely hard, or do you vary it with each song?
Yeah, the Buddha's Face will be very hard when we play on stage, and the guitar sound is very, very, very distorted,
yeah.
Overdrive heavy sound. And I jump or moving very much, and I will shout.
What did your parents think when you first took up rock and roll as a lifestyle?
When I started Shonen Knife, my mother didn't like it. My mother is conservative woman. But now our parents are understandable for Shonen Knife, and my father bought brand new knife pen pieces. He gave them to his friends. So my parents are very good supporter of Shonen Knife now.
Yeah, it must be very a very nice feeling for yourselves to know that Shonen Knife is probably the most well-known band by the rest of the world, the most well-known Japanese band by the rest of the world at the moment.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, but I hope everybody will be happy with our music.
Next song is Public Bath.
Have you ever been to Australia?
No. It will be our first visit in Australia next January. So our Australian tour will start from January 18th. And we will visit many cities, most of all cities in Australia. And then on February the 3rd, the tour will be finished.
Right, because you're touring with the Big Day Out, which is this awesome traveling concert tour, a really big concert tour. And so you'll be playing in front of tens of thousands of people each time. It'll be great fun.
Yeah, it must be very fun. We've ever played at Lollapalooza, America. So I've heard that Lollapalooza was inspired by Big Day Out. So I enjoyed Lollapalooza very much, so I think I can enjoy Big Day Out very much.
Oh, for sure. You'll experience the extreme warmth of Perth. It's very hot here by the time you get here next, in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, I should bring a hat and sunglasses.
Yes.